Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Tuesday, November the 17th, 2009, and the title of this podcast is A Bedroom Facelift. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesdays and Thursdays I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. Now today in the final grammar notes we will be covering some important common expressions. A bedroom facelift. Beginners. I drove around town today looking for Hello Kitty posters. I couldn't find any. I was so frustrated. I have a project going on at home that I really want to finish. Last week I painted my children's rooms, and now I am looking for accessories like pictures, lamps, and rugs to make the bedrooms comfortable. I don't actually like shopping because most of the time I'm in a hurry, but I'm making a special effort to get things just right. Robert is into fishing, so I would like to get a poster of someone fly fishing in a mountain stream. My two oldest are into music, architecture, and mythology, so I'm sure there are some interesting elements that I could add to their rooms. Dominie's room is actually in need of posters to break up all of the pink of the room. The colour I chose is exceptionally pink, a little overpowering. She thinks it's great. It's her girly getaway from the boys and their stuff. No boys allowed is her rule for her bedroom, and of course the no girls allowed rule applies to the other bedrooms. At night though, when it gets dark and they know that it's time for bed, you can guarantee that two or three of them will be sleeping in the same bedroom. Grammar notes. Vocabulary. Accessories. Those pillows and pictures are perfect accessories for this room. To be in a hurry. Gosh, I'm always in a hurry. I feel like a busy mouse. Element. The marriage scene was a necessary element in the film. A getaway. The spa was a perfect weekend getaway for both of us. Advanced. Don't ask me why I decided to spend a week painting the kids' bedrooms. The project doesn't sound too intimidating, does it? Projects never do, though, do they? They just get more involved and trickier as time goes on. In retrospect, I can say that the rooms definitely look better. It was time that they had a fresh coat of paint. However, my back, my hands, and my patience are all the worse for wear. I had originally wanted to present new and improved bedrooms to my kids all at once, which would have meant getting all of the painting and decorating done in one day. Impossible. The extreme makeover programs that we have on television inspired me too much. If I had made over four bedrooms in one day, I would have ended up in hospital. But my kids know me. They know that I try my best, and they also know to not say anything if I give them the look. You know, the look that means, I'm exhausted, back off, you don't know what my day has been like, don't even think about moaning or asking me for anything, etc., etc. Anyone who has had a mother will understand what the look is. But the worst is over, the work has been done and is just about to be finished. I did some touch-ups today and will probably do more tomorrow to make my little puppies proud. Grammar notes. Common expressions. In retrospect. In retrospect, we should never have bought the car. To be the worse for wear. After fixing the appliances in the kitchen, all of my tools were the worse for wear. They were worn out and bent. A fresh coat of paint. You don't need to do much to your new house. A fresh coat of paint is really all it needs. New and improved. Behold my new and improved grandma. She lost 30 pounds, had a facelift, dyed her hair red, and bleached her teeth. Back off. Back off, mister. Take one step closer and I'll call the police. A touch-up. I touched up the paint in the hall, then I touched up my makeup because I was going on a date. Well, that's it for today. I hope that was useful. I'll let you know when my project is finally finished. Until then, please email me at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Let me know how your English is going on. And until next week, have a great weekend, and I'll be podcasting to you soon. Bye-bye.